Nelson Su is our building committee chair, and he is going to be giving a report, and in fact his monthly report, at the Chinese congregation, but he doesn't feel quite so comfortable in English, and rather than have to go through translation, which will take twice as long. And I'm a member of the building committee, I'll give you a brief report. And if you look at your bulletin, and actually number 8, we have scheduled a groundbreaking ceremony. So that is quite significant in the life of our church. I believe this building project has been ongoing for, I don't know, 7, 8 more years. But we're finally at the stage of breaking ground. And I think there's a PowerPoint slide here. One of the things that the building committee has recently done is to elicit bids from various contractors. For many of you who have been around a while, Nelson has formed a relationship with a company called China Construction, and they do really big projects, hospitals and skyscrapers, not just here but around the world. And we were hoping we could maybe get a good deal from them because we're Chinese, they're Chinese. But it's actually, our scale is so small that it would be more expensive for them to do our project than it would for them to do big projects. However, they've been consulting with us on the project and helping us look through our bids and helping us to decide what is the best way to go. And so if you see here, these are the bids that we received, and we received three main bids. SI Industrial, which came in at $1.75 million. This is just for our sanctuary that we'll be starting on. So you can see that's a very high number. I don't know where they got that. And then a Hood Construction came in at $615,000. And then we have his name's Jim, and he is a construction manager, and he is actually retired from being a contractor, but I don't think he ever really retired. What he did was he decided to come alongside churches to help them build their projects, but he does it at a reduced rate. And so CBC is probably his company, but his bid came in at $546,000, so it's much less. And that's assuming that he will do all the work and get the subcontractors and everyone and manage the whole thing. Now, this $498,000 is assuming that we can get volunteers from our church to help in the construction project. And thankfully, we actually have a brother who has worked in the past air conditioning, heating, cooling, electrical, and so he can probably provide $40,000-$50,000 worth of services. Plus, we're hoping that we can get people on Sundays maybe to go across the street and help dig things. I don't know, whatever. Nelson will have a list of things to do, but we can save a little money by doing things ourselves. So that's the construction cost that we're looking at right now. That doesn't include things like we have to buy chairs, we have to buy sound system. That'll probably be $50,000 plus for all of those ancillary costs. We'll be getting more details on the exact figures in a couple of weeks, but this is the figures that we have right now. So we're coming very close. Right now, I believe the building fund has about $420,000 to $440,000, in that range, maybe $420,000. And so we need to raise an additional amount of money to get to this level of $550,000 or so or more. And so we'll be doing a pledge fund drive in the next couple of weeks, coinciding with the groundbreaking. The thing is too, this is not a one-step project. Our goal is to have initially the sanctuary, and then we want to add on a wing for education building and fellowship hall, and then another wing, third wing, the last stage would be offices, meeting rooms, pastor offices, things like that. So even when we come to the point, if we raise the money or even get more, we're going to immediately begin the planning of the next stage. So this will be an ongoing process for many years, but we are definitely making progress. We are having a Q&A question and answer session this afternoon during lunchtime, and so we invite you to come. to discuss. If you'd like to hear more about the building, Nelson will be available to answer questions at that time, so you can come to that. So anyway, good news, and we're moving forward, and pray for the building and pray for the financing, because I believe this financing actually would help us to build the whole building. There's no intermediate stages. We can actually, hopefully by May sometime, we will have a building we can move into and we can start worship. So we're really moving forward much more quickly than we had thought in terms of the construction process. So praise the Lord for that. Let's come to the Lord now in prayer as we seek His face. Lord, we do give You thanks and praise, and we thank You for how Your hand has been on this church these some 31 years, I believe, and for how You have started with a